Today's July 22nd, 2024. Current Bitcoin price is $67,652.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, just watching the price of Bitcoin.
Quite a change over the past couple of weeks, huh?
Yes, I mean, I'm not complaining. I mean, Trump had to lose an ear part of this. But, Bitcoin loves chaos in a weird way.
Yeah, it seems, and that's the weirdest thing. We've seen Bitcoin do that a few different times now.
Right.
Whereas the chaos that it seems to thrive within.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's nothing more chaotic than our political system, especially right now with just everything that's happened in the past couple of weeks, from the debate to the assassination attempt, Joe Biden dropping out. I mean, who knows, man?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a wild roller coaster ride. I don't know if I've ever, obviously, I've never seen anything like this before in history. At least in my lifetime. But this is some, I don't want to say unprecedented, because there's surely in the history of the United States, something similar to this has had to have happened.
Yeah. I mean, I think the term you're looking for is the fourth turning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every 80 years, it seems things go haywire. And, you know, the previous 80 years, or 80 years ago, it's what, World War II, Great Depression, all that kind of stuff. 80 years before that was the Civil War, so, and 80 years before that was the American Revolution, so,
there you go.
It's just that time.
It's just, it's that time of our life cycle as generations go. Real quick, take us through, because we haven't touched on the flows yet, and we'll touch on those here in a second, but how are our theoretical purchases looking?
Okay, a theoretical purchase back in October, $3,000. Today, that is worth $59.87, almost back to the golden 6,000, which would double your money.
Yep. That's awesome.
Not too bad. And the second theoretical was right at the halving. We bought, it was right at $64,000 a Bitcoin. And now, with the price of 67, we're at basically $1,058.
Okay. No, that's awesome. See, and it's kind of interesting. We talked about last episode, we kind of talked about the flows and how even though the price had been kind of dogged down and all these things were going on, the ETFs had been consistently buying that whole time that all the weekends have been selling. And we saw on the 19th, almost $500 million worth of net inflows into the Bitcoin ETFs just on Friday alone. And I mean, obviously we don't have numbers for today as of yet. I mean, there's kind of some numbers on there, but I don't think they're quite accurate yet. So kind of interesting to see. Like, I mean, it goes back to, you know, we had talked about this many episodes back where you've got to pay attention to what the money's doing. Don't listen to what they say. Pay attention to what they're doing with the cash.
That's right. That's right. And it seems like the main market is the ETFs right now. It doesn't look like retail is doing a whole lot still. So maybe that's going to be the way it's going to be for a while.
Well, and I think we had talked about that too in this last episode, was that the people that were selling, I'm pretty sure was retail. Whenever we saw the, you know, the collapse kind of happening because of Mt. Gox and all that kind of stuff that had been going on. And now, like, you don't hear a word about Mt. Gox or, you know, Germany selling their cryptocurrency or their Bitcoin in reserves anymore. Like, that's all kind of quieted it up. And now it seems like the momentum has changed completely after basically the RNC and the assassination attempt itself. It's crazy because we're looking at some of this news that's coming out. We have, there's a Bitcoin conference coming up in Nashville this week.
Yes, a very big one.
And it's rumored, we don't know for sure, but It's rumored that Trump's going to announce that he plans on having a U.S. Bitcoin strategic reserve. So we'll have to kind of see how that plays out. I mean, this would be game theory at its finest if that's what happens, because, I mean, if Trump does announce that, I mean, and that's still assuming he gets elected, then...
That's a very big if.
Then, you know, you got to wait and see, like, how that's going to play out if he actually starts to put that into effect. But how long would it be till the Eurozone declares, you know, that they're going to have a Bitcoin strategic reserve, or China declares that they're going to have a Bitcoin strategic reserve, or Russia, you know? We already know North Korea's got some. That's their strategic reserve.
They might be the wealthiest of all the countries. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. If America does it and Europe does it, and at a certain point, it's going to go worldwide. And if governments are buying it, good luck trying to afford Bitcoin at that point. Buying a whole coin for just almost anybody will be basically out of reach at that point.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they're saying, like, even currently, if you have over 0.2 of a Bitcoin, you will be in the top 1% of Bitcoin holders worldwide. Just with that little amount.
I mean, that's not a small amount. But still, I mean, that's what... Let's just round it up to 70. That's $14,000 right there.
Yeah. At current prices, right? Yeah.
At current prices. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. But, I mean, imagine if you could have bought it back in 2012 or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Pennies on the dollar. Yeah, so we'll have to kind of wait and see. And there, you know, there was a lot of upswing that kind of took place from the RNC. You were mentioning something about Vance that I found very interesting, and I think it's probably part of the reason why we're seeing some of this upswing, right?
Yeah, I mean, on Monday it was announced, last Monday, that J.D. Vance was going to be the vice president, you know, at least, you know, on the Republican ticket. And it's kind of fascinating because he is fairly pro-crypto. I mean, from tax returns, they speculate he has somewhere upwards of 6.5 Bitcoin in his possession.
That's nothing to sneeze at. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fair bit more than 0.2.
Right? Yeah. And then, I mean, it's kind of just leapfrogging. So if Trump actually is at this Bitcoin conference and he announces that he plans on doing a strategic Bitcoin reserve for the United States just because he wants to jump in before any other countries start to do it, which honestly, for Trump's kind of his MO, that makes sense because he's very competitive. He's very much a competitive guy. And I could imagine like he would want to get run up on that before anybody else does.
Yeah. Well, and the market almost is acting as if, you know, certain things are already set in stone, like a rate cut is happening in September. It seems like everyone's convinced it's happening. And it almost seems like with all the betting sites, you know, I mean, Joe Biden's dropping out now, so it's going to change things. But, I mean, just this week, it almost seemed like it was inevitable that Trump was going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. There was definitely, even the media didn't seem like it was quite as hard on him as it had been previously. I don't know. I don't want to say anything's a sure bet. But especially with how janky some things have been lately.
Especially elections.
Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, and one of the other things that, you know, Trump has kind of hinted at is that Jamie Dimon, head of JP Morgan Chase, he's kind of changed his tune apparently on Bitcoin. So
yeah,
it's rumored that Trump is talking about making him his Treasury Secretary. Which would be kind of interesting if that takes place. I mean, if Trump announces a Bitcoin strategic reserve and then, you know, his Treasury Secretary is going to be Jamie Dimon, then yeah, I would assume that he's got to change his stance, or at least publicly change his stance, because we know he's been buying anyways.
Yep, he's been buying that BlackRock ETF, and you know, he was still talking crap about it even when they were purchasing it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these inflows that we see within the BlackRock universe, if a lot of them are from JP Morgan Chase, you know? Because he was splitting it. From what I recall, I think he was buying the Fidelity and the BlackRock. I think majority of it was BlackRock, but he was buying that, both of them. And I think he's been buying even separately, like on its own before the ETFs were even available. Because, yeah, he had at one point had said that he would fire people if they had ever even looked at it.
Yeah. No, he was talking about if he found out somebody, one of his employees bought Bitcoin, he was going to fire him.
Yeah.
I mean, the only person who was a little bit harsher critic on that was Charlie Munger, who called it rat poison squared.
Yeah. And, you know, and bless Charlie, like, you know, him and Warren Buffett, they both seem like they're the guys that, you know, that they've done well for themselves by investing what they understood. And I don't blame them for not understanding Bitcoin, and they've made their money. They don't need to jump into that.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of the other things that we have coming up, though, too, is that it looks like an ETH ETF could be launching tomorrow. What are your thoughts?
I know, that's wild, isn't it?
That's crazy, yeah, because we had talked at one point, and I know it was like September at one point, and then they're like, well, it could be like July 5th or something like that. It was something like right after the 4th. And then it kind of was crickets, like there was no further reporting. And now it looks like those ETH ETFs could be going live tomorrow.
Yep. No, that's going to be wild when that goes live.
Yeah. And we may, depending on what we have available, we may have to try and record another episode after the Bitcoin conference, just depending on what's announced after Trump speaks. Because if he does talk about that, if he ends up announcing the Bitcoin strategic reserve, I'm curious what that's going to do to the price. And then, I mean, you got some positive tailwinds there. He announces that, you get the ETH ETF launch. You know, we could see some prime boosters finally, because we've been talking about the boosters for a while. And it's about time this bull run gets its next leg up.
Yeah, well, the story lately is just failure to launch.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know when it's going to really take off. I mean, we've had that kind of second drawdown that we were looking for, so maybe that's the reset, but who knows, man?
Well, and I mean, and you brought up retail, and I guarantee you people that were selling off where it went down to like 50, what did we get down to, like 53?
Yeah.
The people that sold off, they still probably haven't bought back in because they think this is probably a sucker's rally. And that's where it goes back to, if you're not holding during the days that Bitcoin does do the crazy moves, you're missing out, you know? And I mean, I get it, right? Like, it's scary, especially if you're over leveraged. If you get too much in the market and you see that tank and then it just causes you heartache, you've got to do what's best for you. But you've also got to be understanding that if Bitcoin does move, and it does move up to, say, 75,000, because I mean, that's a big thing. We need to get a good break above. And depending on what this weekly close does, like if we close the week above 68,000 this next week, I'd say we're probably getting prepped for lunar takeoff. You know, that'll push us into August, and then we'll have to go from there.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's too hard to tell. It's anybody's market at the point at this stage right now. And I mean, we've got a lot of different things coming from the political atmosphere, right? I mean, there's a lot of economic unrest that can happen from this. You've got Elon Musk. He changed his profile picture back to laser eyes. I don't know necessarily that's a direct correlation to Bitcoin. Very well could be, because that's typically what laser eyes is on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. So we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen over this next week. I would really want to just see what we close the week at. If we get back to 70,000 by the end of this week, I don't know. I'd say we probably are getting there.
I don't think we're going to be there until we cross 73 and then a little bit higher, you know.
Yeah, no. And that's why I'm saying, like, that 75 is key, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if it crosses 75, then, man, that could be wild.
Yeah.
And especially with the announcements that potentially are rumored to happen. I mean, yeah, things could get exciting.
So for you, you want to see, like, what do you want to see in order for you to know that that fuse is lit?
Yeah, 75. Yeah, maybe actually I'd say even higher. I mean, if it passes 75 and then it goes up to the 80s, I think at that point you'll know pretty quickly if the fuse is lit, because it'll be jumping, you know, those mega candles happening, you know, $10,000 in a day, which we haven't seen since the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. I mean, especially because, you know, and once we, because basically if we do get a solid close above, what, 75 is kind of where we're at, right? Like, so that $75,000 mark would put us a solid close as an all-time high.
Right.
And then we'd be in price discovery. So if we went from there into the 80 to 85,000 range, I mean, because 75,000 to 80,000, that's only 5,000. Like, Bitcoin can easily do that in a day.
Right. You know, and that's the other deal. Like, if something really does happen and governments do disclose that they're buying Bitcoin, I mean, that's like, I don't even know what to call that. That's some unbelievable Omega candle territory right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say at that point, it's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
You guys are all getting girlfriends or boyfriends, whatever you prefer.
It's red panty night for your boyfriends.
For your boyfriends. Yeah. So, I mean, we've said it before. We'll say it again. This isn't financial advice, but we do recommend having some exposure to Bitcoin. Something.
Yep. I agree. So, I mean, whatever you can spare, but nothing that'll break you.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go refinancing your home to put the kids' college loan on to, you know, or college set fund into Bitcoin. But yeah, just be careful out there. But have some exposure. Get something. Some amount.
Yeah. Yeah, just, I mean, maybe skip a book or two for their college.
Yeah.
You know.
They can make them get them on PDFs. They're going to be cheaper for them anyways.
That's right. That's right.
You can sign up for our newsletter at thebitbytepodcast.com/signup. And also on there, we also have our self-custody checklist that you will get when you sign up for the newsletter. And then we also have listings for an Elipal and a Ledger. Just that way, if you buy from our links on our website, you are buying directly from the manufacturer, but it does help support the podcast. So anything else you want to add?
That's it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you all for listening, and we will talk to y'all soon.
Bye.